Hi, this is Larry West. Maybe you know this girl named Karen today. She's 17 years old, and as soon as her family finishes dinner, she goes into her bedroom and closes the door and doesn't come out for 3 hours. Then when she does come out, it's only to take care of a few necessities like brushing her teeth and getting ready for bed. And when her mother tries to ask her if something's wrong, why, Karen is either too quiet for comfort or she says something like, "Please leave me alone. You're smothering me." Then, at her high school the next morning, she's a smiling, bouncy Karen who greets her history teacher in the parking lot and begins talking nonstop. And you wonder, is this the same girl? You know a Karen like that? Well, Julie Davey, a high school teacher, says she knows several of them. She says that she communicates with more than 150 teenagers a day. And she says that some of her students' parents complain that their children just won't talk to them. Yet at the same time, their teenagers will surround their teachers whenever class isn't in session and show that, well, that they do want adult communication after all. Yet she says that the teenagers protest that their parents simply don't understand them. She has some advice, Mom, Dad, as to how this, well, to use somewhat of an outdated term now, but it still fits, this generation gap can be bridged. To parents, she says that first of all, above all, listen. She says that more than any other complaint, teenagers say that their parents ignore them. They're too busy to listen, or they act as if their kids have nothing, you know, really valuable to say. She says that there was a gangly 17-year-old basketball player who came up to her desk after school one day, almost in tears, and he said, "Mrs. Davey, I need a bandage for my heart." He wanted someone to listen to his story of how his girlfriend rejected him. And as he talked, she learned, she says, that the breakup had happened 2 weeks earlier, but that no one had been interested enough to listen to him as he had tried to tell about it. She says that a good indication for you to be able to tell when something is rapidly becoming wrong, Mom, Dad, between you and your teenager, is when your youngster is too quiet. She says you ought to listen to everything that teenager says, and that will give him the incentive to talk to you more. Another thing she says you need to do is to never talk down the problem. You know, parents do have fantastic difficulties. There's problems with the family, problems with your job, financial difficulties. And it seems that in the midst of it all, well, a teenage daughter's broken date might seem a little trivial to you as a parent, you know, compared with your problems. But the words, "You'll get over it," or "It's not the end of the world, you know," those words hurt her as much as if she had said them to you about your problems, Mom, Dad, you know they would. Those words only make matters worse. Try to identify. I mean, it's a real problem with that teenage daughter. A squeeze on the shoulder and you're saying some comforting words like, "I know it hurts," will make her realize that you really do care and you understand. Of course, in a week or two, she'll probably forget the whole tragedy, but she'll never forget that you care. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. You know, the Bible says, "Subject yourselves one to another." That's God's advice. It says to do it out of respect for Christ. There's the motivation. I'm concerned that our homes today are facing some real attacks. And I've written a pamphlet I'm pushing this week called "Our Homes Under Attack." It's yours free. I'd really like to send it to you. The title again, "Our Homes Are Under Attack." It's yours free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.